السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك، عليك مني سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت، وبقي الليل والنهار، ولا جعله الله آخر العهد مني لزيارتكم. السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين.
لبيك يا حسين، لبيك يا حسين.
لبيك يا حسين.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. Dear listeners, welcome to our program, another episode of the program, Labbaik Ya Hussein. Again in this program, as usual, we are more than honored to be joined by Dr. Fani, researcher in Islamic studies. Thank you very much indeed to accept our invitation.
You're welcome. Thank you for having
me. Thank you, Dr. Fani. So, Dr. Fani, we dedicated our previous sessions mainly to the teachings of Imam Hussein, but perhaps it's beneficial from time to time to visit history and see what we can find there. So, will you please provide us with some, again, like usual, some historical, evidence?
Sure.
From Ashura.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. To have some continuation about what I had talked before, I get into details of events in the city of Kufa.
Right.
And I mentioned that one of the Shia and followers of Ahlul Bayt, who was in the city of Kufa, and he was actually coming from Basra among the people of Ibn Ziyad, he was the one who planned in the house of Hani with Muslim to assassinate Ibn Ziyad. And finally, they didn't do it because Muslim remembered a statement and hadith of the Prophet that a true believer and Muslim does not commit assassination.
Right.
So later on, Ibn Ziyad, after getting out of the house of Hani, he was informed that all this plan was a setup for him. He got upset and angry, and he, after the death of that Shia, he invited Hani ibn Urwah, who was the master of the house, and in his palace, the place of governorship, he invited Hani and attacked him, threatened him, and saying a harsh word against him, and finally he picked up a kind of arrow and hit Hani, and finally he imprisoned Hani ibn Urwah. I got to this point, and I want to get some, to review some details of the events in that time.
Okay.
When people heard this news, including Muslim, that Hani is arrested by people of Ibn Ziyad, a lot of people, because Hani was a respected man in the city of Kufa, they came towards the Darul Amara, the palace of Ibn Ziyad, and they were shouting against Ibn Ziyad.
Right.
And Ibn Ziyad in that time was so scared that people may attack the whole building of the government and everything will be collapsed. So he asked some of his people to go on top of the building and tell the people that everything is okay. And also one reported event is that there was a person called Shurayh Ghazi.
Right.
And this person, Ghazi means a judge, whose name was Shurayh, was a person who was pretending that he is a Muslim, a respected believer, but he was a judge serving for Ibn Ziyad. So Ibn Ziyad asked this person, go and see the status of Hani in the prison, because people thought that Ibn Ziyad has killed him. So Shureh Ghazi visited Hani, and he came back to Ibn Ziyad that, yes, I saw him. He is alive, but he has been injured by your beatings and your attacks against him. Ibn Ziyad said, well, it doesn't matter. I am the ruler. I can do anything. But he is alive. Go and report this to the people. And Shureh Ghazi went to the gathering of people, and because he was on the face a nice man, he told the people that I swear to God that I saw Hani and Hani is alive and nothing has happened to him and so forth. So some people, or actually a lot of people, accepted his statement and left while Hani was in prison, and he knew what is going to come after him. Muslim ibn Aqil, he gathered a lot of people by knowing that Hani is in prison, and he had some people that informed what was happening next to the Darul Amara, or palace of Ibn Ziyad. So he brought a lot of people, and he wanted to take over this building again. Ibn Ziyad, again, spent a lot of money giving to some influential people, and also threatened some other people, and said, why this Muslim is doing this? I have a united community in the city of Kufa, and this messenger, I mean, he was referring to Muslim, is dividing people. And Muslim replied to him that these people have written to Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and Yazid is someone has to be kicked out. He is not deserving to be the leader. And this discussion continued only until that Ibn Ziyad was able to pull together his companions, his soldiers, and he sent some representative to nearby clans to get support and help. So finally they were able to push back Muslim from the building of Khilafah. And a couple of days passed, and day by day Ibn Ziyad got stronger and stronger, until the final day that Muslim was delivering a speech in the mosque, pushing and asking people to support Imam Hussein. He was telling that you have written letters, Imam Hussein is coming, but because of those threats by Ibn Ziyad, giving money to some influential people and arresting a lot of people, and also safeguarding all the boundaries of the city of Kufa, not allowing anyone to travel, not allowing anyone to come in, people realized that the situation is totally different. And a lot of these Kufis betrayed Muslim. It has been narrated, first there were 100 people, then it became 10 people, then finally it became one person, and then nobody. Muslim left the mosque alone, and he was moving from one part of the city to another, and he finally arrived at the house of a lady, and he was so frustrated and tired. And the woman asked him, what do you need? He said, give me some water. Right. The lady brought him some water, and then he drank, and then she realized he is still there. And then she said, don't you see it is dark? Why don't you go anywhere? Why don't you go to your home? And finally he said, I am Muslim ibn Aqil. And the lady invited Muslim to her house. And when he was there, her son came, that lady's son. And he was, unfortunately, was the one to report the being of Muslim in that house.
So the role of propaganda was so influential?
Right, propaganda and, you know, this terror atmosphere existed in the city, that people were scared. They wanted to safeguard their life. And actually, this betrayal of these people of Kufa was not the first time they betrayed Imam Ali as well, right, at the time of his rulership when Imam Ali was the imam. Anyhow, unfortunately, the mother was in favor of Muslim, but the son, to get money from Ibn Ziyad, he reported, and then the people of Ibn Ziyad arrived to the house of this woman. Muslim fought with these soldiers. He injured in this fighting. Finally, they take him by force towards Ibn Ziyad. And on the day which was 8th of Zihajjah or 9th of Zihajjah, Ibn Ziyad finally killed Muslim ibn Aqil and put his body on the top of the building so all the people can see Muslim, his body. So all the people now were scared because they saw these two more, I mean, also Hani was killed by at the same time. So these two people, Hani ibn Urwa and Muslim ibn Aqil, were martyred. And that's why we see the shrine of these two great companions of Imam Hussein are in Masjid al-Kufa, the masjid that Imam Ali was praying at the time that Imam Ali was ruling Kufa. If people go in Masjid al-Kufa, they see two shrines. One is Muslim and one is for Hani ibn Urwa. Anyhow, when these two great persons were martyred by Ibn Ziyad, the whole situation changed totally. And Ibn Ziyad was able to protect the boundaries. He sent Hussein ibn Nubayr to one side, or Ibn Yazid al-Riyai to another side. And he was able to take over the whole area. And that was almost the time that, about these days, that they were arresting anyone who was moving back and forth, any messenger Imam sent. Imam Hussein sent another messenger whose name was Qais ibn Musahhar al-Saydawi. He was arrested. He was martyred. A very few number of people were able to get out of Kufa and join Imam Hussein. So not all the Kufis betrayed Imam Hussein. I mean, Hani ibn Urwa was from Kufa. He was martyred there. Habib ibn Mazahir was from Kufa. Muslim ibn Osaje, these are the martyrs with Imam Hussein. They were from Kufa. They were able to somehow escape from Kufa and join out of Kufa the party of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And it ends up the situation on the 2nd of Muharram that finally Imam Hussein arrives to the area which now is called Karbala, and he stops over there.
So, Dr. Fani, as we are approaching the end of this program, I just want to ask you a short question. What was exactly the justification of Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad to kill the messengers of Imam Hussein? Under the pretext of what did he kill these two messengers?
Unfortunately, he was assigned by Yazid to fight anyone who is opposing Yazid.
Right.
In reality, he didn't have any justification. But on the surface, he was saying, the king is Yazid, why Muslim has come here to divide people? And the people are the one who invited Imam Hussein. They were united behind Muslim,
right,
in favor of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. That's one thing. The other thing, Yazid didn't have any legitimacy, didn't have any justification.
Himself.
Who assigned Yazid to be the ruler? So Muslim, in his argument with Yazid, with Ibn Ziyad, told him, you are assigned by Yazid, and Yazid has no legitimacy to rule a Muslim community. Who assigned you is the one who has to be rejected by the Muslim Ummah, Muslim community, including the people of Kufa, who rejected Ibn Ziyad and Yazid, and they invited Imam Hussein.
Okay, thank you very much indeed. I learned a lot from it. Sure. I hope the same thing happened to our audience. Thank you very much indeed, Dr. Fani, researcher in Islamic Studies. Dear audience, that was another program of Labbaik Ya Hussein. Thank you very much indeed for listening. Goodbye.
from it will not depart. You have Imam Hussein, from him I always gain. Karbala's in my heart, from it will not depart. You have Imam Hussein, from him I always gain.